to Motivated by the Mission Radio. I'm your host, Eric Reminger, and this show is about living a life by design, your place where personal development and mental health meet. Our guests will be experts in the field of addiction recovery, mental health, and personal growth. We are sponsored by Sanctuary Health Group, a place where medically proven, community-driven, and everlasting recovery can be found. Learn more at sanctuaryhealthgroup.com. Thank you for joining us. Hey guys, Eric Reminger here with Motivated by the Mission Radio. So excited for our first ever podcast. And I'm here with my partner at Motivated by the Mission and sometimes co-host Mitch Ott.
Eric, thank you. I am so excited to be able to do this with you. And I'm definitely motivated by the mission, man.
Yeah, this is
getting started.
It's really exciting. And when, you know, I think I speak for you as well. When we had this initial vision for Motivated by the Mission and we wanted to help, you know, 1 million people, that was our goal to restore health, generate hope, and positively contribute to our community. When you put an intention out there into the world, the universe will provide, and you never know how that's going to come. And it's so, you know, interesting just to be sitting with you here today.
Yeah, Eric, and that's the saying that, I mean, I really feel like when you're in alignment with what you're meant to do, you know, I think sometimes we get caught up in routine and stuff like that, but just meeting you and how everything just sort of played out, it's absolutely amazing to see that in that deep surrender, that you're able to achieve these things. Like that's what life is meant to be, man. We're meant to take chances and to dive in and see what happens without knowing the results, but knowing that there might be a chance that this unfolds. And I mean, honestly, everything that we brought to the table, that you bring to the table, everything that's happening, it's just the universe provides. You just got to trust.
It's serendipitous. And I think that's actually a pretty good segue. So why don't we tell the listeners how we met, you know, where we initially and how that whole thing unfolded.
Oh, how that unfolded, man. So I think it's amazing. I was working and I was at a different place of employment. And I actually remember at that time, I'm like, you know, I went for my yoga certification and that was life changing for me. Yoga really taught me a major discipline of who I am. It wasn't even so much about the practice. It was more of a self-discovery for me. So I went for that, but I didn't really utilize it. You know, I had it. I knew I wanted it, but I didn't really know how I was going to bring it to the world, you know? And so got that done. I was working, but I knew there was more. I was ready. I was ready to give back, and I wanted to have that part of my story. Like, I didn't just go through addiction to sit back and not do anything about it. And I knew that in my core. So yeah, man, like how that worked was Stephanie over at the sanctuary and my coworker's like, oh, Mitch is super spiritual and this and that, and he does yoga, and I was like, what? Who? Me? I hear yoga, you know? So I call on, she's like, come over here, meet Stephanie. So Stephanie was sitting there, and so we just start talking, and I was like, this is like how exciting it is, and it's changed my life. And she's like, oh my God, you got to come meet Eric. You guys would like get along. So I was like, all right, yeah. Like, so originally it started as just talking about yoga, but then who would have known it was opening up a much grander door to someone that I would connect with on this level.
And at that time I was running coaches training courses for Everlasting Recovery Program. So I was, you know, we were about to open, and you know, we'll talk about Everlasting Recovery Program a lot on this station, but essentially what it is, it's a behavior modification program based on the biopsychosocial model that I personally created from my experiences dealing with mental health, depression, anxiety, addiction disorders. And I needed good coaches. I needed people who were as I didn't expect to find anybody as inspired as I was by any means. I didn't think that existed. So I was having these coaches trainings, and Stephanie's like, you have to meet this guy, Mitch. He loves what he's doing, or he loves to help people, and he's interested in pursuing this path in this way. And you came to the coach's training, and I was like, oh my goodness.
We were finishing each other's sentences, yeah, too. When we were talking about, like, what you brought to the table, and I literally told you that day, you manifested the program that I needed through my personal recovery. I couldn't believe it. Like, I remember just sitting there going, like, you know, like, there needs to be something out there that's just more like digging into like our core issues and figuring out the why factor.
Yeah.
You know, why, and like, and then when I met you and you, I sat through that orientation and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This is insane. Like, this is exactly what I needed. And then when you and I were talking, I just remember we were finishing each other's sentences. Yep. And like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. There's no question in my mind that it showed up. And I think that's what blew me away. Mm-hmm. And like, then it was literally seeing the program and how it works. I just felt like it was a piece of me. Yep. I mean, you manifested it, but it was something that I believed in.
Yeah.
And it's life-changing. Life-changing.
Yeah, it's a life-changing program, but only to the extent that we, you know, can articulate it. And to find someone as passionate about not just helping people, because there's a lot of amazing individuals in the treatment space, in the mental health space, using a very old model. And doesn't mean anything's wrong with them. Their intentions are beautiful. But we needed to get this program out because good intentions with a bad strategy gets ineffective outcomes, as has been shown for years. So your passion and me attracting, I believe, attracting you to this program so that you could be the main facilitator. And I share this with people behind closed doors all the time.
Yeah.
Mitch knows my program better than I do, which is, I think, says a lot. But it shows a lot about what your mindset was around recovery and around getting to the root core issue, because the drugs, the alcohol, the, you know, they're all symptoms of a core issue, and we want to provide breakthroughs, and a breakthrough is being introduced to that.
Absolutely.
I think we share that more than anything.
Yeah, and the breakthrough is exactly where it starts. And then, like you said, you have to be willing to follow. You have to be willing to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, like anything out there, nothing works if you don't put in the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for those of you out there that, you know, are like, something's missing, something's got to be done, it's worth checking out, I promise. Because, yes, like, if you're willing to do the work, it works.
Yeah.
It is that simple. Mm-hmm. It is that simple. But it's getting to those core issues, figuring out, you know, where the train behavior happens, and using the model to sort of walk you through and redirect a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's coming up with a total new plan. And it doesn't have to be dull. It doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah.
Because you and I are definitely not dull.
No.
We're definitely not boring. We're creators, man. Yeah. We want to see more and see what life has to offer and what else can we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, all of us have that potential.
Yeah.
All of us, but you need to start somewhere. You need to follow that plan. Welcome to Everlasting Recovery, right?
having a system, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Personal initiative is the only thing we can't give you.
Yeah.
But, you know, but if you're interested, you know, and you follow the system, it's really the only way that I know where you could get guaranteed results. You have to be all in. You have to be willing to recover daily, you know, which is what we promote. You don't recover once. You have to recover every single day, no matter what it is you're trying to recover from, you know, no matter what it is, it's all the same. You have to have daily disciplines and be willing to do the work consistently, but with a guaranteed outcome. And, you know, in psychology, we call it the internal locus of control, saying that you have the ability to control the stimulus, do the work, to get the response. So we're stimulus response creatures. But when you focus on everything that's outside of your control and you blame the government and you blame your family and you blame your past trauma, and that's all that you could focus on, then learned helplessness is created. And
absolutely,
that's disempowering. Mm-hmm. And I had seen it for so many years, and that's what led me to create this program. I said, this is absurd that we're only focusing on psychopathology and not focusing on the moment, embracing the moment, but then winning the day, but having long-term goals to work towards.
Absolutely.
In pursuit of that.
That going off of that, that's one thing that I can already see is the breakthroughs with the clients. Because especially, and as you said, I think everyone's in some form of recovery, you know, everyone's in recovery for something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, everybody. It's not just drugs. Yeah. It's literally
the human journey.
It's the human journey for sure. For sure. And that's step one, is realizing that, you know, like, don't look at yourself as separate. Don't look at yourself as like, if you're the only one going through this, everyone's going through something. You know, and like, once you start to shift that mindset, you start to get out of that locked in, lonely world. And one of the top things, like when clients come in, they're either projecting into the future, which they're like, I need to get this done. They're thinking way too far ahead.
Yeah.
Instead of, like you said, be in the moment, which is exactly what the program shows. Like, all right, calm down, breathe, mindfulness, bring it in, hone it in. What do you want? That's fine to have that goal, but do not live in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so living too much in the future or living in the past, you know, and then they're holding on, they're rooted in the past, and they don't know how to let go of that behavior. So living in the moment, I always say, is really the only thing that we have that is real. It is the only thing that's currently happening where we get to view what's happening in our lives and being in what I call, through meditation, the witness seat.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting back, knowing something's happening, knowing what we've done, but finding the way to heal from that, which is identifying it, getting to those core emotions, talking about them, cry, scream, do whatever you got to do.
Whatever you have to do, process.
Process, and then you can move on.
Yeah.
By living in the moment, goal setting, having your plan, everlasting recovery wheel. You know, and as you said, where you measure your results.
Yep.
If it can't be measured, it doesn't exist.
If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. It's a famous line by Peter Drucker, and it's so accurate. And I love pointing out, and you know, that's why I created the script. It will never, ever, ever be this very day again. This life is not a practice run. No, I think it's easy to fall for that and think that you have all the time. But the truth is, everything up until this point, you have to accept it fully. Accept it fully. Don't run from it. But also recognize that you're responsible for your future. If you want to be a deliberate creator, you can be. But everything has to do with what you focus on. What you focus on will expand. It will grow. If we give them tools and we're able to guide them on the correct things to focus on, they could create their future from there. And you know that there's I have been measuring everything, and the success rates are through the roof. The testimonials like that. But I think you and I were on the same page with Created and Motivated by the Mission, saying, I want to reach, everybody should have access to this information. And not only that, but everybody should have access to it for free. It's our time that we're committing, but I think that we're both so passionate that, we're willing to work the extra hours to give people access to this information on our YouTube channel. If you have not yet subscribed, please do so. Motivated by the Mission YouTube channel. Watch the videos, share the videos. There's no agenda. It's just getting positive content out there in, unfortunately, at times, a negative world. And I think with the Mission, we want to contribute and say, let's join together.
We all deserve happiness.
Yeah.
Each and every one of us. This isn't this isn't just something that, oh, I deserve happiness, but you don't know. You know, it's to find that happiness and pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't be selfish. It's something not to be selfish about, is to give it in return. Give it back.
Yes.
You know, don't take it for yourself. Give it back. You know what I mean? Like, give it back and show everyone the way. Whatever works for you, be that light, be that person.
Yeah.
You know, be the person that you wish you could be. You know what I mean? And show them how to do it.
Yes. And I love the passion that you say that with, but also, and you guys will get to know me and Mitch. Mitch is very spiritually driven and I consider myself to be, rooted in spirit as well, but I'm a practical psychologist. I'm a social scientist. And what Mitch just described, practically speaking, is selfless service combats self-centeredness. Self-centered fears, a lot of the times, are perpetuating our mental health disorders. So when we're in the act of helping somebody, of reaching up out a hand, not only can we use our past experiences as positives, which I've done, me losing everything led me to this very moment,
yes.
With you know, in a position where I've had the privilege to help a lot of people and way more to come. But, you know, that is it's a very strategic component to combating mental health disorder. Reaching out and helping somebody, getting out of yourself so that you lose this me against the world mentality. And we think that everything's about us, but that's not the reality. No. People are concerned with them. So
it's yes. So right, Eric. It's so right. And you're right. I do. I see things like on a, like, and like, I'm very spiritual. It's like my approach is very spiritual. But I always ask this question. Anybody out there listening right now, take a moment. If you're driving, I mean, maybe not take a moment, but just remember this for later.
Intelligently.
Yeah. So take away the drugs, the alcohol, eating, all of these things that maybe we have like a form of addiction with. And like, mm-hmm. I call them like, where we link to say, it's because of this I'm angry. It's because of this I don't fit in. So, you know, for an example, my world would be addict. You know what I mean? That was my go-to for a very long time to claim why I'm unhappy. It was simply the addiction. But who was I before drugs? Mm. You know, we forget that. Like, why did I start? You know, what was going on? Mind, body, spirit, you know? What was happening? What was it? What did I not like about myself that I had to destroy myself mm-hmm. and erase everything?
Yeah.
And people always hate when I put them in the hot seat because like they know the question's coming.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pre-think it, but when they're getting asked.
And let me stop you there. Yes. So Mitch is famous for the hot seat, which is his form of therapy. You know, it's a therapeutic technique. Very similar to the Socratic method, you know, if I have healthcare professionals out there listening. But just briefly, tell the listeners what it is in your mind and what are some of the responses.
So I call it, it's almost like, for example, a lot of times when we aren't under any type of pressure, it's easy to come up and work around our core issues because we're so used to wearing the mask and like, oh, I'm this or I'm this. So when you get a little bit of pressure and all eyes on you and you put the seat in the middle of the floor and it's just me and that person looking eye to eye and I start going in and asking a ton of questions, sort of going through their timeline. You know, what was your childhood like? What was mom and dad? And we always say like, you know, mom's supposed to be a nurturer, love, kind, mm-hmm. supportive. You know, fathers, you know, he's supposed to give a helping hand, you know what I mean? Show you the way, connection, all these things. So we go through the timeline and what each parent is supposed to really give the child to receive, you know, because at a young age, we're sponging material, we're learning information. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, it's usually that's where it starts to stem from. They're like, well, no, I guess I didn't have this figure. I didn't have this figure. So while they're there, we're going through a timeline, which is really getting to their core. Where did this all begin? What was your life like? What was learned behavior? What are you still taking on as if it's you now, currently? So we go through and, a lot of their behaviors are learned from a young age and they don't even realize it because they normalized it. Oh, it's just the way it is. Nah, no, it's not. Yeah. It's not the way it is actually. And then when they have eyes on them and I'm sort of directing questions quick, they don't have time to make up a lie. They don't have time to normalize it and keep it like safe. I don't deal with safe. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not learning,
you're
my friend.
You're in the rich zone. Yeah. Yep,
you're in the rich zone. Yeah. If you're not uncomfortable in my presence, it means you're not learning. You mm-hmm. are not learning something new. Because yeah. learning something new is scary. It's intimidating. And it's going to make you want to crawl out your skin sometimes because you don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where you need to go.
Yeah.
So while they're sitting there and they're being directed with quick questions so they don't have time to overthink. And then there's that pressure of like, oh no, I'm in the middle of the room. You know, so you have no choice but to quickly think. And then it's really interesting because at some point you see them sort of lose touch that there's any pressure on them. And you start to see them locked in their past. And really dissecting what's happening. I tell people, you're not allowed to leave the room, shut the door, nothing. Yeah. Why this is happening, because that breaks concentration.
Right, yeah.
And it's incredible. But the one question that they all fear is take away the drugs and alcohol, food, blah, blah, blah. Who are you?
Mm.
Such a simple question, right? To take away the drugs, the alcohol, for those of you who have children and it's your family right now, take away the children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are you? Right? Do you know who you are anymore?
Mm.
Right? And they're like, well, what do you mean? Who am I? I'm they say their name. I'm like, yeah, that's basic. I get that. I know your name. Hi. Hey, how are you? Who are you? Like, what are you as a human being? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What do you love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a good person? Because tell you what, I know that you're a good person because you wouldn't feel these things if you weren't a good person underneath. You wouldn't feel shame, guilt, anger if underneath there wasn't that part of you, which is love. You know, if you didn't have that core foundation, you wouldn't know who you are.
Yeah. So you intentionally kind of lift them up throughout Absolutely. This process.
No, I guide them through. And if I see them getting lost in there, I'll say, tell me more about that. Go deeper.
Yeah.
What about that? And that way they're really, and then afterwards they're blown away. And then anybody who listens in on that too, they're like, man, I was going back in my past and I'm blown away of what I discovered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know what? Sometimes it's hard to learn new methods if we don't know why,
mm-hmm.
you know? And isn't it good to see, like, wow, that's something that's been passed on by dad. I never looked at it before because that's just how it was growing up, you know? But like you said, like, you know, the everlasting recovery is the evolved version of what needs to be right now. I call it the missing link because, you know, we are not in a generation where we just brush stuff under the carpet and don't talk about it.
Yeah.
We are in a bold generation, and it's time to jump on that and say, you know what? We should be bold. We shouldn't be ashamed of our past.
Yeah.
We shouldn't. Like, this is a part of my story, but this does not define me. And I won't allow it to define me. And how do you not let it define you? By speaking it,
mm-hmm.
owning it, and letting it be free. Because in the end, we're always worried about judgment, but that's not what we're really afraid of. We're afraid of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not really about the other people. It's not about what people think. It's about what we think of ourselves. And when you finally be okay with you and that part of your story, suddenly it's not so heavy. It's not so dark and it's not so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize, I see it for what it is. And that's the act. That might be your purpose. That may be the very thing that you're needed in the world to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like, Eric, like when I hear you and with your story, like it inspires me, you know, like I've heard people say, man, I just teared up hearing Eric talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you could have stayed there.
Yeah.
You could have stayed in that sad part of your story. But what would that gain you?
Right.
You know, so now you teach it to people and you not only use your story, but you created a program to change it.
Yeah, around that.
Based on that model of like something needs to change. Something needs to change, and guess what? It's here, my friend.
Yeah,
and it's here.
Amazing things happen when you know when you're able to use those experiences to say, how can I learn? How can I grow? But also, you know, what you talked about, you made a lot of great points. You know, with you know, psychotherapy can go on for years, but you go right to the point. I've had so many conversations where, like, I've never had a breakthrough. I've been in counseling for years,
yes.
you know, and you were able to get it. And I think you hit it because there's no escaping. When you're just drilling with questions, the psyche at some point just gets real,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, and the protective barriers
yes.
are
yes.
let down because they don't have a chance to get up. But that is so cathartic for people, and that's where true breakthroughs have happened. You know, for these individuals, a wide range of demographics. You know, it's very effective. But you made a really good point, and I want to touch upon that because I think that's why Everlasting Recovery Program and if there's programs like that, a new model is a must for this next generation because
yeah.
it is the only generation where they had access to more information than their parents did at a very young age. So the old come sit down, shut up, don't get your hand up for a year, that model doesn't fly with this generation. They're like, no, I know as much as you do. Now, knowledge is not wisdom. I'm not saying that they have wisdom, but they have access to the same knowledge that any professional has. In a Google, so they don't respond to you just regurgitating what you were taught in school. So with the Everlasting Recovery Program, with programs like that, where we take into account the whole person, but we also give them the options to, like, what's important to you? I don't tell you what to read. I don't tell you which way to exercise. I don't tell you how to create. I don't tell you how to organize. I don't tell you how to visualize. I don't tell you how to enjoy. I don't tell you how to relax. By the way, that's the Recover Daily checklist that I just went down. We'll get into that in future episodes. But, you know, we give them a framework and they choose the curriculum.
Yeah, it's make your own curriculum.
Make your own curriculum.
That's the best part.
But it meets the criteria of wellness, of recovery. And by the way, recovery to us equals growth, it equals opportunity, and it equals unconditional love. It's not stopping an old behavior. It's building a new, beautiful, inspiring behavior. And that's a strength-based approach that's, you know, that's used, starting to be used more and more widely in psychology. But we've been having great effects with it. So, awesome interview. Looking forward to working with you moving forward. You know, I'll be the primary host, but Mitch will occasionally be popping in with special guests. In the meantime, Mitch, where can they find you other than Sanctuary, other than Motivated by the Mission? I know you do a lot of amazing things in the community, a lot of cool things. So let everybody know where.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys can find me. There's Mitchalot.com. You can find a little bit more about me. For those of you who are on a more spiritual approach, or maybe it's like spirituality that you're seeking, that would be more of that connection. But otherwise, that would probably be the best way to find out more about me. And then there's obviously Motivated by the Mission. But then also Mitch Ott on Facebook. And yeah, check me out.
Yeah, and that's MitchElott.com.
That's it.
So
that's
you could find Mitch there, and I'll be checking in every Monday for a daily dose of motivation, inspiration, education. That's what this show is about. Again, our mission, we're motivated by the mission. The mission is to help 1 million people to restore health, generate hope, and positively contribute to their communities. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. See you next time.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to leave a review on our show on iTunes. Visit www.motivatedbythemissionradio.com to subscribe to all of our shows, and feel free to email me at ejg@sanctuaryhealthgroup.com if you'd like to be a guest or have questions you'd like me to answer on air. Motivated by the Mission Radio, a part of Mental Health News Radio Network.